After 3.5 years of war, Ukrainians keep reaching deeper. Music has been a balm, a preserver of culture, and provider of spiritual relief. In a Monitor video in late 2022, Jingnan Peng profiled a Ukrainian minstrel whose mission was to buttress Ukrainian resolve, sometimes by singing in bomb shelters. As Russia's aerial assaults have persisted, reliable safety can be subterranean. Dominique Sogel joined our podcast in 2023 to talk about schools there that had gone underground. You can find links to the video and podcast episode at csmonitor.com/daily. Today, Howard LaFranchi reports from Kharkiv. There, a theater's makeshift bunkered performance space has become a holy place, its stage director says. Being here allows us to shut the door, she tells him, and to enter a space where we can breathe and renew our faith in love and hope. It's Saturday, August 2nd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. Go to csmonitor.com for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Now, today's Monitor stories. Elite institutions shaped the pandemic response in a way they said would best protect society. Critics say they sidelined dissenting views, deepening distrust and contributing to Donald Trump's re-election. This is the second of two parts. The first ran on July 26th. Stephen Humphreys reports for The Monitor. One of the major obstacles to a Palestinian state has been the lack of trust between Israel's European supporters and the Palestinians' backers in the Middle East. But now, both are making the hard choices that could reopen a path to peace. Mark Sappenfield and Taylor Luck report from Berlin, and Amman Jordan for The Monitor. Amy Sherald's decision to pull her show from the National Portrait Gallery comes as the Trump administration has criticized DEI and improper ideology in museums. She is among artists who say their vision cannot be compromised without undermining the purpose of their art. Ken Macon and Caitlin Babcock report from Washington for The Monitor. Kharkiv, Ukraine, one of Europe's great cultural centers, is pummeled almost nightly by Russian strikes, yet its bomb shelter National Opera House serves as a cathedral, a beacon of stubborn faith and undimmed human spirit. Howard LaFranchi reports from Kharkiv, Ukraine, for The Monitor. Alaska persists in the imagination as one of the last untamed places on Earth. But for one Gen Z writer, that romantic ideal was replaced by awe, respect, and concern for one of the fastest warming corners of the planet. Tanya Raku reports for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Tanya Raghu.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.